As is my custom on the feast of the Nativity of our Lord and God and Savior Jesus Christ, I would like to share with you some of the words of our Father among the saints, John Chrysostom, on this feast. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen, Christ is born. I behold a new and wondrous mystery. My ears resound to the shepherd's song, piping no soft melody, but chanting full forth a heavenly hymn. The angels sing. The archangels blend their voices in harmony. The cherubim hymn their joyful praise. The seraphim exalt his glory. All join to praise this holy feast, beholding the Godhead here on earth and man in heaven. He who is above now for our redemption dwells here below, and he that was lowly is by divine mercy raised. Bethlehem this day resembles heaven, hearing from the stars the singing of angelic voices, and in place of the sun enfolds within itself on every side the Son of Justice. And ask not how, for where God wills, the order of nature yields. For he willed, he had the power, he descended, he redeemed. All things move in obedience to God. And this day, he who is born. And he who is becomes what he was not. For when he was God, he became man, yet not departing from the Godhead that is his, nor yet by any loss of divinity became he man, nor through increase became he God from man, but being the Word, he became flesh, his nature, because of impassibility, remaining unchanged. And so the kings have come, and they have seen the heavenly King that has come upon the earth, and not bringing with him angels, nor archangels, nor thrones, nor dominions, nor powers, nor principalities, but treading a new and solitary path, he has come forth from a spotless womb. Yet he has not forsaken his angels, nor left them deprived of his care, nor because of his incarnation has he departed from his Godhead. And behold, kings have come, that they might adore the heavenly King of glory. And behold, soldiers, that they might serve the leader of the host of heaven. And behold, women, that they might adore him who was born of a woman, so that he might change the pains of childbirth into joy. And behold, virgins, to the Son of the Virgin, beholding with joy that he who is the giver of milk, who has decreed that the fountains of the breast pour forth in ready streams, receives from a virgin mother the food of infancy. And behold, infants, that they may adore him who became a little child, so that out of the mouth of infants and of sucklings he might perfect praise. And behold, children, to the child who raised up martyrs through the rage of Herod. And behold, men, to him who became man, that he might heal the miseries of his servants. And behold, shepherds, to the good shepherd who has laid down his life for his sheep. And behold, priests, to him who has become a high priest according to the order of Melchizedek. And behold, servants, to him who took upon himself the form of a servant, that he might bless our servitude with the reward of freedom. And behold, fishermen, to him who from amongst fishermen chose catchers of men. And behold, publicans, to him who from amongst them named a chosen evangelist. Sinful women, to him who exposed his feet to the tears of the repentant. And that I may embrace them all together, all sinners have come, that they may look upon the Lamb of God who taketh away the sins of the world. Since therefore all rejoice, I too desire to rejoice. I too wish to share the choral dance, to celebrate the festival. But I take my part, not plucking the harp, not shaking the Thracian staff, not with the music of the pipes, nor holding a torch, but holding in my arms the cradle of Christ. For this is all my hope. This is my life. This is my salvation. this my pipe, this my harp, and bearing it, I come, and having from it power received the gift of speech, I too with the angels sing, glory to God in the highest, and with the shepherds, and on earth, peace to men of goodwill. Christ is born.
Glory.
Christ is born.
Glory.
Christ is born.
Glory.
Forgive me.